You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner joins us now, as usual, to take a look at the weather forecast. I know, Drew, we have a pretty big blizzard in the Midwest, but it looks like a nice warm-up over the weekend. Once we get past that, do you see anything else for us here in our part of the world?
Well, we'll have a couple of weak frontal systems that will come across the region as we get into late weekend and next week, but the next larger storm system will probably hold off until the end of next week. Some of the computer forecast models are suggesting that there will be another system like the one we've got today, only a little bit smaller scale, but it will still bring more precipitation. The unfortunate part of this whole pattern is that it's something that's probably going to occur fairly often as we go forward through the spring season, and we'll have a lot of moisture abundance around, especially in the southeastern United States, the Delta and the lower Ohio River Valley. Those areas are going to be most favored for the wetter bias. And for right now, it's not so terrible, although it's certainly going to have an impact on our travel. But from a crop perspective, it's not a big deal today, but, you know, 3 or 4 weeks from now, it will be a much bigger issue if we're still facing the same consequences. So it's something that's worth watching as we go forward through these next few weeks.
I made note that you did not introduce the Southwest in that equation as wetter or the Western Plains. Do we have to worry at all about the area where they grow hard red winter wheat?
I think that area will see a more favorable mix. The persistence of the wet bias that occurs there is not going to be the same level of that in the lower Midwest or the southeastern U.S. There will be some periods that are wetter biased, but it won't be the same impact. I think that the crop will do very well. The winter wheat crop will do very well. The planting for spring and summer crops in the central and southern plains will be disrupted once in a while, but I don't think the big bottom line is really negative. I think it's actually rather positive for those areas. Now, that very same region, the central and southern plains, will run into a lot of heat and dryness later in the growing season, most likely in the June through August period, and it'll be pretty stressful in that perspective. But that should be after the wheat crop is reproduced and after the harvest in most cases, but it will have an impact on summer grains and cotton down in the southern part of the plains.
Since you opened that door, do you have prospects for the Midwest at that same time of the season?
I think the Midwest will probably be in a position of seeing quite a mix of weather. The southwestern Corn Belt will most likely have stressful conditions from hot and dry conditions that are overlapping into the region from the central and southern plains. In the meantime, the northern parts of the Midwest and some eastern portions of the region will be in a position to receive some timely precipitation and have temperatures that once in a while drop into a cooler biased mode. And so we'll see a very nice mix, and the crops will do very well, I think. There will be a wetter bias in the northern U.S. plains and across southern parts of Canada's prairies. And as a part of that portion of the pattern, those systems, those showers and thunderstorms will move east, southeastward across the Great Lakes region and into some of the areas like northern Illinois and northern Indiana and Ohio. And that will really be helpful for those crops, and they will do fairly well.
Our thanks go to Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. He helps us wrap up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.